You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
First off, just want to start with the news in the world of boxing that Rio Ferdinand has decided to take up professional boxing. What did you make of it?
Well, that's the first thing I said probably was, wow, really? I was a bit intrigued. I wanted to know a little bit more about why he's actually wanting to actually do something so dangerous. Especially when he's competed at such high levels and, you know, in his other profession as a football player.
Yeah, you're right there. And when you look at it as well, Jerome, you know, there's been a lot of talk about sort of this being a publicity stunt. And is that something that you think this is bad for boxing?
You know what? The publicity stunt, I'd agree with that. Because it's not something, it's not Rio, it's not coming off the back of his own hunger and intention and aspiration to actually want to compete as a boxer. To me, it seems like it is some kind of publicity stunt. Not so much a publicity stunt. It's a marketing strategy from the, you know, the betting company that are backing him to maybe give them a little bit more exposure. So there's money. Money is a motive, I'd say, and it's a business kind of transaction, business opportunity for him.
I was going to say as well, because obviously we all know about the dangers of boxing as well, to be fair there, Jerome.
Of course. I would like to know that he knows, he's fully aware of what the dangers are of the sport. Because the boxing isn't something that you can play about with. It's a very dangerous sport. It's a dangerous activity that you need to have the full knowledge of what it is that you're actually getting yourself into. There's nothing that you can mess around with. And it seems like he's, by the looks of it, by the face of it, it looks like he is taking it lightly.
That's one thing I wanted to say as well, John, because he's 38 years old as well going into this, and that's a bit of an older age to start getting into to any kind of professional sport.
Yeah, very. And that's going to have... It's already a negative there for himself, actually. You know, for him to have in mind, he needs to remember that it's no game. It's not like football. You don't kick a ball about and you don't have a lot of other people to support you if you make a mistake. If you make a mistake when you're in that boxing ring, it could cost you your life.
Yeah, you're right there. And just looking at this, the idea of more sort of former sportsmen going into boxing now, we've seen it with the likes of Freddie Flintoff trying it before, but trying to get into professional boxing, especially at a cruiserweight level, which he looks like he's going to go into. He's very competitive at the moment in that sort of a division.
It is very competitive. One of the things that did alarm me is I was listening and watching the actual press conference, and he had all inspiration to actually say, you know, announce that he's going to be a professional boxer, but he didn't really... He's not informed the British Boxing Board of Control of his intentions to actually become a boxer. So he's jumping ahead of himself. And that indicates to me that he's not really thought it through. And the people that are backing him have not thought it through either. Otherwise, why wouldn't they have actually contacted the correct people to get the ball rolling and make the intention real?
Well, you're right there, Jerome, and that's one thing. You look at the world of boxing, especially at the moment. Obviously, we've seen McGregor versus Mayweather recently. McGregor switching cords over to boxing and making a lot of money in the meantime. But, you know, people work their entire lives, I suppose, in boxing to try and get to an elite level. Does he think it takes anything away from it when you see celebrities going into the world of boxing?
It takes so much away from all them people that are starting at grassroots level and trying to work their way up through the sports, through the rankings, and get that exposure and get that support, which they're much needed. They need that, you know, to make it safer for themselves and make it more fruitful for them as they progress through the ranks. So it does takes a bit of a shine off of the actual, off of the boxing, and it just basically gives it a bad light. Because people will see the glitzy side of it when it's far from that. It's a dirty business, boxing. And people are not going to get to... People won't see that. They'll see it for something that the betting company are trying to make it out to be. Something fancy, and it isn't.
Well, I was going to say as well, Jerome, you know, you've been through a lot yourself, and reading the book Wiped Out that you've got on Amazon at the moment, I imagine some of those that are thinking about it should probably give that book a read.
Definitely. Most definitely. You get to see all, there's many sides to boxing. Many ups. The ups are very high and the lows are very darkly low. So if you're thinking about taking up boxing, you need to know all different aspects of the sport and try and learn them and be really clued up and knowledgeable about what it is that you're wanting to get yourself involved with. But I'd imagine that if Rio is successful in getting his contract, he'll probably get looked after. So they'll probably try to make it as safe as possible for him. But it's not really a very good move. I totally disagree with the move. I think it makes a bit of a mockery of the sport. I have all respect for any fighter that does decide to get into a ring. All respect in the world. But they have to have the correct motives to want to be able to actually do that. Because it's an art. So boxing should be treated as that. It should be treated with some kind of respect. And doing it just off of the back of other people with other motives trying to approach him with the idea and of giving him another challenge and another, you know, another outlet to for whatever reason he's doing it for, just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense, not at all.
And just finally as well, Jerome, obviously there's been a lot of talk about the world of boxing and there has been some great young British boxers, especially at the moment. Are you optimistic for the future of boxing now, Jerome?
Boxing will always be around. It'll always be around. So, but you'll get the... There's quality fighters around right now. So we've got so many good champions right now as well and some very good up-and-coming fighters coming through. So long as you can see that now at present, the future's bright for boxing still. But there's always going to be them business people in the, you know, lurking in the background trying to exploit it and trying to gain something, so gain a quick buck from that. That will always be there. It'll always be there. But I'm still optimistic about boxing, definitely. It's going to be around forever.
It certainly is. And Jerome, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Thanks for having me again.